Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
U.S. Biological Weapons Law will be joining us next segment, dealing with the fact that DARPA, we'll tell you who those folks are if you don't know, the Advanced Research Laboratories, that's kind of the real shadow government of it all, the mad scientists, is in control of one of the major vaccines. In fact, guys, I had those articles yesterday. Will you reprint those for me? I have them here in my stack. I just can't find it. So that's coming up next segment. This is a corporate takeover, a global government corporate rape, where they're just launching untested illegal vaccines, waiving the laws, waiving the trials, then trying to cover up all the adverse reactions that are pouring out, calling for my arrest in the news because I'm scaring people and I'm going to cause a public health emergency. A public health emergency is them locking everything down and causing mass starvation and not telling people about vitamin D, vitamin C, other things. The emergency is them covering up the release from Wuhan and where it came from, and Melinda Gates coming out and saying, oh, she didn't realize the economic crisis it would cause. I mean, this is crazy. And you see the motive is the big tech companies all have the biggest profit increases of their history. Several of them have had double their profits, but guess who made more in profit than Amazon? Black Lives Matter raised $10.6 billion since May. And when you hear Black Lives Matter, that means Soros. That means the Democratic Party. Taking groups inside the nation and the world and saying, if you're brown and you're in Europe or you're in the U.S., you're owed something, white people are bad. This will break society for good. It's why you have to repudiate it. And these big corporations are just as nasty as they come. They want to have a universal guaranteed income. They want everybody on the dole so they can make you take vaccines. So when they tell you, black folks, we care about you, we want to get you on a universal income and want you to have the vaccine, it's because they're coming for you just like Tuskegee. But let me tell you, we've had scientists on. We've read the reports here on air. This attacks everybody as well. In fact, when you guys go back into Monday or Tuesday stack, I had that Wolfgang Wudarg and also the other scientist, the former chief scientist at Pfizer, he co-authored it, the emergency report. That's got all the areas highlighted about the Pfizer vaccine and how they admit it could cause an autoimmune response or shut your immune system off or eat your placenta when you're forming it or just do, I mean, it's all right there. This is not even hidden. And then you've seen all the adverse reactions. It's totally insane. And now Mexico's president's come out and slammed what's going on. So we'll discuss it all with Dr. Boyle on the other side and how Media Matters is attacking him as well as myself. But it seems like they're losing the war to suppress where this is really going. I mean, how are they going to cover up all the people that get autoimmune compromised? How are they going to cover up people that have cytokine storms and have convulsions? Some fall down and hit their head and die. I mean, they've got, I've got articles out of California, out of Michigan, out of Alaska, where nurses that are being given it because they're front line are collapsing and having convulsions and having to be put in the hospital. I mean, here's another example. Why last week did the British government say, whoa, 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 if you have an allergy to anything, peanuts, penicillin, bumblebees, bees, wasps, you know, just a whole list of things, do not take the COVID vaccines. Because they had a lot of people getting sick in the hospital. And now they say, you got to give the shot in a hospital with defibrillators. So you can't have just the nurse or just the pharmacist at Walgreens or CVS or whatever they got, you know, there in the UK, similar stores. I've been in drugstores there. It looks just like Walgreens. You can't take that in there. You got to go to a hospital or a clinic because they got to be able to resuscitate your ass. You know, that means restart your heart, restart your lungs. Back in 60 seconds with Dr. Francis Boyle. Stay with us.
I've got some really exciting good news, and I've also got some bad news. InfoWars is getting the highest traffic we have ever gotten since the election in 2016. Despite all the bans, all of the system trying to censor us and suppress us, you with your word of mouth have overridden that, and they are so scared of InfoWars.com and Band.Video, and they're so scared of you being able to communicate and share the truth. But we're bringing in the same amount of money we brought in last December right now. This is our most important month to be able to fund ourselves into next year. And I understand the economy shut down. I understand there's not as much money as there used to be. They're trying to kill Trump's recovery. But InfoWars really needs your support. You just buy great items, do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com with huge sales, amazing products, and then you know you're funding the InfoWar and not funding Amazon and Jeff Bezos and the globalists that are openly trying to destroy small businesses. Continue to fund the Second American Revolution while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Thursday, December 17th, worldwide broadcast. Dr. Francis A. Boyle, the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, also a major advisor on the U.N. World Weapons Treaty. And we're routinely in contact with him, and he was very upset about articles that came out in the last few days showing DARPA's relationship with some of the main vaccines that are now being approved and rolled out on the public. So we're really not pleased to have him on. We wish this wasn't unfolding. We wish this wasn't happening. We're going to talk about why that's so important. Go back to the big developments. They suspended the 50 million vaccines that were being deployed there in Australia because people were coming up as positive for HIV. They said, oh, well, there's part of the HIV virus in there. Just don't worry about it. We told you that 10 months ago. Dr. Boyle warned of it then. So now they're really trying to cover up this thing. It's almost like an exercise in too evil to fail. Roll this out. People get sick. You get vaccine immunity, not from the disease, but the vaccine makers get immunity. This just seems like a very self-destructive rampage by big tech and big pharma together. All the censorship that we see, Dr. Boyle, taking place. I mean, this is just a mess. This is a disaster. What's really going on here?
Well, Alex, obviously we've been talking about this since February, and just to narrow it down, I think the most important thing we can do now is to stop the vaccines. It's going to kill people. You saw now there have been three casualties over in Britain. Apparently it hasn't killed them. But even the New York Times had today what happened to this healthcare worker in Alaska. This Pfizer vaccine would have killed her if not for the fact that they could put her into an ICU unit, intensive care unit. So it's very clear the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine funded by Bill Gates is going to kill people. Yesterday, well, I got the information, as you know, today, the FDA is going to be approving the new Moderna vaccine. The Moderna vaccine is based on the exact same biotechnology that the Pfizer vaccine is based upon. And now I've been able to determine definitively that it was the Pentagon that set up and financed and funded the Moderna vaccine. And in particular, that was the DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Program. And they are the spearhead of the U.S. offensive war program across the board, not just biological weapons, chemical weapons, nuclear weapons, and every other weapon you can take. Now, let's go through, this is Moderna's own press release. And remember, the Pfizer vaccine that's being distributed now involves the exact same technology. Okay? So it says RNA therapeutics. We've discussed this before. Messenger RNA is the basis of this. It's like putting a bomb into your body, and it will genetically rearrange the decomposition of your body. And you've already had people on there talking about what's going to happen and the side effects. But let me go through this press release and interpret it to you. I apologize. I have it here on another computer, so I will have to.
Yeah, that's fine. Please go, continue.
Right. Messenger RNA tapped directly into the body's natural processes. That's right. That's exactly what they're doing with this Pfizer and Moderna vaccine. Let me continue here. All right, da-da-da-da-da. Here is the kicker at the end. DARPA program called Adept Protect developed platform technologies. That's what these two vaccines by Pfizer and Moderna are all about. Can be deployed safely and rapidly to provide the U.S. population. Notice they are going after all of us, the U.S. population, that's what it says, against, quote, emerging infectious diseases, unquote. Right. They are emerging out of U.S. biological warfare laboratories such as BSL-4s and BSL-3s, including the Wuhan BSL-4 that worked with the UNC BSL-3. We've already discussed it before. So when they talk about emerging infectious diseases, they're the ones doing the emergings. And so then they say, and Alex, you have to understand, when it comes to biological warfare weapons development, first you develop the biological warfare weapon itself. And that is done at these BSL-3s, BSL-4s, like University of North Carolina and the Wuhan BSL-4. But then there is the problem of blowback, which they also provide for. So then to deal with the blowback, they then go out and try to develop so-called vaccines to that they think will counteract the blowback. So notice that this is part of offensive, defensive, dual-use biowarfare weapons development.
And by the way, Dr. Boyle, let's just go back for a moment and explain why this is so important. You were on here 10, 11 months ago laying all this out, predicting it, showing the evidence. They went there, they created it, they moved it from Chapel Hill, Obama and Fauci. We found all these patents for a similar COVID-19 bat hybrid with gain of function, HIV. We laid all this out. You said, looks like it leaked. But they were already ready. They use this for a power grab. China's using this to shut us down. To me, more and more, the whole thing was completely premeditated. And then Klaus Schwab is saying they're using this to bring in a corporate world government and a medical dictatorship. And as you said, you've got the Pentagon admitting that they've been developing these emergency and emerging diseases so they would, quote, have treatments for the crisis they created. I mean, this looks like open and shut beyond Nazi Nuremberg war crimes here right now.
Well, as we discussed before, this is a Nazi mentality at work. There's no question about it. But let me just continue analyzing this press release by Moderna. So it says against emerging infectious diseases. Yeah, those emerge out of BSL-3s and BSL-4s like the Wuhan BSL-4 and Fort Detrick BSL-4 and down there near where you are, the Galveston BSL-4, which, by the way, the Chinese bat queen from Wuhan was over there down in Galveston. And sure. Galveston's involved in the research, development, testing, stockpile of every hideous biological warfare weapon you can possibly imagine. So that is against emerging infectious diseases and engineered biological weapons. Right. That is because these BSL-3s and the BSL-4s are engineering them. That's exactly right. They know exactly what they're doing. DARPA is funding this. At quote, even in cases when the pathogen or infectious agent is unknown, unquote. That's right. It's unknown because they are still in the process of research, developing, and testing. We know that, I think it's CDC or NIH, they have sent their scientists all over the world to look for any type of bacteria, fungus, virus, toxin that can be used to research, develop, test biological.
That's right. They're bringing all the worst bioweapons that naturally occur in labs back and then cooking them up. And when they escape, they take over our society as the saviors and then inject us with rapid reaction mRNA systems that take over our body's entire genetics. A corporate global government takeover. Stay with us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And the lockdowns, and now all these adverse reactions from the vaccines. They're not vaccines. They're this takeover of your very genetic code. But this wasn't premeditated. And we know they were developing these mRNA vaccines. We know the DARPA was secretly funding them. Now there's Justice Department investigations into them not disclosing that to the Securities and Exchange Commission and others. Because this is a big governmental insider deal, going back to Obama, going back to Fauci. Trump obviously learned about it later, went along with it. I think that's a big black mark on President Trump, but Dr. Boyle, author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, this is just deja vu of everything you said 10 months ago, now proven. But explain to people why this is such a bombshell. I mean, this just says premeditation, doesn't it?
Right. Alex, I did want to add one thing here. You showed in your ad there the suffering of U.S. armed forces. And that's correct. I've worked against the Gulf War syndrome as well. You see right here, in this press release, that Moderna DARPA have admitted this is a biological warfare weapon vaccine. And we have a history here. We have track experience of what happened. I told you before, I helped defend Captain Dr. Yolanda Hewitt Vaughn, who likewise refused to give experimental anti-biowarfare vaccines for anthrax and botulin in violation of the Nuremberg Code on Medical Experimentation. Now, at the end of all that, it produced these vaccines, the Gulf War syndrome, and of 500,000 U.S. Troops were inoculated, it killed about 11,000, and it disabled about 100,000 out of 500,000. And let me say, I haven't looked at those numbers in a while because I haven't, you know, really done work legally with GWS. I have given some veterans some pro bono advice on that. This is the one track record we have with an anti-biowarfare vaccine that poisoned our troops. Well, here, if you see from the press release, they're going to inflict an anti-biowarfare vaccine on the entire United States population. So, again, we will see, I think, casualty figures that you can extrapolate from our troops that were victims of the Gulf War syndrome. 500,000 inoculated, 11,000 dead, 100,000 disabled. So extrapolate that to the entire American population of 330 million people, likewise being injected with experimental biological warfare vaccines in violation of the Nuremberg Code on Medical Experimentation. And of course they're going to inflict these, they're going to order our troops to take these as well. And this will be the Gulf War syndrome on steroids for the entire American people if we let them get away with it, this Pfizer vaccine and also the Moderna vaccine. And again, as I said before, FDA was involved in developing COVID-19 right there at the UNC BSL-3. It's all there in the article. along with...
So they're all colluding, they're all involved, and you have been exposing this for decades. They admit tens of thousands died from the vaccines. Tens of thousands got sick and died from the Spanish flu or swine flu thing in the 76. Why are they doing something so reckless and so crazy? To test and see if they can cover up the aftermath or just normalize killing us? I mean, what the hell's going on here?
Well, you know, Alex, I told you I went through that exact same PhD program at Harvard that produced Kissinger before me. And to get a PhD like that from Harvard, you have to know all about the origins of World War II and the Nazis. And again, I am not exaggerating here to say this is a Nazi mentality at work. And I guess your viewing audience, they are bright, very bright, intelligent people. I hear from them all the time. I try to, they're very polite to me. I try to respond to them as best I can. They're going to have to draw their own conclusions here. But yes, and remember, Kissinger was in that exact same program before me at Harvard. Harvard is involved in the Wuhan BSL-4 helping develop COVID-19. And you have that national security director that Kissinger did for Nixon, saying population reduction and control are a national security objective of the United States. I've never heard that it's been revoked. So
well, let's expand on that. Obama's White House science czar, John P. Holdren, wrote the book Ecoscience the same year that memorandum was published, 74, the year I was born, 46, 47 years ago, and called for it. What do you make of Soros and Media Matters attacking you and I and saying that we're liars, that 80% of people with one of the vaccine tests got sick? Bill Gates admitted that, and saying that you're lying, that this is a bioweapon vaccine. I mean, they now admit that from the press release.
Right. The press release makes it very clear. It was funded by DARPA as a biowarfare vaccine. Right. What can I say? Alex, I guess this just means that you and I are partners in crime against the globalonists. And I teach against globalonism in my course on international human rights. I train my law students against it. And
explain what globalonism is. Is there baloney of the globalist?
Right. Stieglitz, who wrote Globalization and its Discontents, admitted, yes, I was there with Larry Summers and Bob Rubin and me to develop globalization. And also, with Bob Rubin for Wall Street and the banks and Bill Clinton.
That's right. I've actually read his book, and I've gotten Joseph Stiglitz on a couple times, Nobel Prize winner. Let's do a half of another segment. I know you've got to go, and I've got a bunch of news about globalism, the big picture, and being one of the few people who was ever inside that but wasn't part of it, what we can do to say no to this. And, of course, you've written quite a few books. What do you think the most important book is for people that want to find your books and read them?
Well, as a practical matter, to resist these vaccines, which I think the agenda here is quite clear. They want to inflict Nazi vaccines here on the entire American population, quote, to provide the U.S. Population, unquote. So that's the agenda. I have written a book called Protesting Power, War, Resistance, and Law by Roman and Littlefield, Inc., 2008.
All right, Standard, let's talk about big picture. Big picture when we come back with Dr. Boyle. Stay with us.
We are witnessing a perfect dichotomy of psychological warfare. The United Nations, the big corporations, the globalists, big tech, and big pharma are all pushing the COVID is the most deadly thing in history, even though statistically it's a very weak flu or cold. But if you are deficient, then you can actually die from it. That's why you see somebody dying inside the nursing homes. Meanwhile, all these top scientists and researchers and former Pfizer head medical officers have come out and said that the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the mRNA ones, are basically bioweapons. weapons that are super deadly, and now they're having to resuscitate people that die, basically, when they take it. Just like newborn babies, they give vaccines. They have to resuscitate them all the time, or a lot of times they just let them die. And that's on the record, it does that. Guillain-Barre, narcolepsy, cancer, all these other diseases, but they tell you, safe and effective. No one's getting hurt. It's a conspiracy theory. And then all the fine print says can kill you absolutely deadly. So they run from something that isn't dangerous towards something that is incredibly dangerous because the media says it's safe. They do it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I'm here live ahead of the war with Owen Schroyer. Dr. Francis Boyle is our guest for another segment. Then I'm going to cover a bunch of other political breaking news with the campaign, with the election, with the economy, and with globalism. And then we are joined by Cassandra Fairbanks, the Gateway Pundit, who is very close friends and really one of the main confidants of Julian Assange. He travels the U.K. routinely. He gets persecuted to be able to visit with him. Trump really needs to pardon Assange, or that's, you know, for me, just another reason that he didn't understand the bigger picture and got destroyed by the globalists. But that's coming up. But if you're a long-time listener, you get what's going on. But a lot of new people, they hear this, they choose, oh, that's just them being fear-mongers. Dr. Boyle wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Law. That's our current law. He's prosecuted war criminals at The Hague. He's a very famous lawyer. The highest level. He went to the special PhD at Harvard that only one person a year goes through. He's in books on world government, the New World Order, and how they developed the plan at Harvard, the current plan off Cecil Rhodes' previous plan. So he's just going ahead and telling you this stuff. This is not just somebody that read it in a book. He was there. You know, my dad was not at Harvard like he was. He was playing too at University of Texas, already going to college when he was 15. And when he once he was 18, at the research laboratories, one of the scientific, you know, they called them in, him and five others, and told him a lot of the same stuff about world government and, you know, the scientific elite has a right to do this, and Hitler was wrong because his eugenics only targeted certain groups. We're going to go after everybody. So I think that's where Dr. Boyle was going, with just why this is so existential. Explain what existential means.
Well, Alex, before we get to that, let me just say that in response to your previous question, your listeners, I'm not trying to make money here, might want to get my book, Protesting Power, War, Resistance, and Law, okay? And it is basically a manual written for lawyers, but I write in plain English, so I had ordinary people in mind. Anyone, you know, with a high school education can read that book and see how to resist these Nazi Frankenshots being used against you. And all you, it's a general strategy thing, but all you have to do in my analysis then is plug in the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation. It's right there, yeah. And that we plugged in with my defense of Captain Dr. Yolanda Hewitt Vaughn, who refused to give biowarfare vaccines that produced Gulf War syndrome. And Hewitt Vaughn, you know, was a real prophet and a hero. She was convicted in a kangaroo court proceeding, and I was able to get her out of Leavenworth in 8 months. She was adopted a prisoner of conscience by Amnesty International. What is a very sad commentary here, however, is that in Gulf War I, when all of those 500,000 U.S. forces were forced to take those Nazi anti-biowarfare vaccines in violation of the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation, to the best of my knowledge, Hewitt Vaughn was the only one to refuse to poison our troops. That's a very sad commentary on our medical doctors.
But it was conscientious objectors like her and then future waves of anthrax shots that actually got the program suspended. So the good news is previous programs, you and others were at the heart of getting those illegal programs suspended, which is now what you're saying is this violates the Nuremberg Code. It violates the Geneva Convention. It violates every known common sense thing. They didn't even do animal studies. This is just a bum rush by Big Pharma to play God and literally have a corporate takeover of our very cells. You know, the left used to worry about Monsanto taking over corn and soybeans. I'm worried about that, too. Which this is our bodies. This is just such a leap forward, such a massive power grab.
Right, Alex. And now these days, Monsanto has a BSL-4 in their corporate headquarters down there in St. Louis. So you can have a biowarfare agent like Ebola sprinkled on your Frankenfoods. I mean, why'd you, and by the way, Monsanto has now been taken over by the neo-Nazis in Bayer there in Germany, the totally unreconstructed Nazis still running Bayer.
Nazis. You're not kidding.
No.
Jean-Claude Juncker, the head of the EU, is literally the heir of the most powerful Nazi royal family and owns Luxembourg himself, and he's heavily invested in all this. I mean, you can't take this up.
No, it's sort of like, Pogo, we met the enemy and he is us. It's back. I had thought we had taken care of Nazism at the end of the Second World War. But as you know, we had a very active denazification campaign involved there. Let's put aside Operation Paperclip, where we smuggled these people here in the United States and rat lines into Latin America, but because of the outbreak of the Cold War with the Soviet Union, we stopped all denazification there in Germany, and there it is. We're still dealing with it today. among ourselves. I mean, these people poisoned ourselves. We brought them over here, Wernher von Braun, all the rest of them, and put them at the top of our scientific establishment.
Who are the ringleaders? So who are the ringleaders? I mean, Bill Gates is the heart of it, the UN, but the UN even last December said, in a hearing with the head of their vaccine program, they said, we're wobbly. Our doctors don't believe in it. We don't even test it. We're told what to do. It looks to me like their global vaccine program was collapsing, and this is all just a fail-forward, too-big-to-fail smokescreen power grab, kind of like famous oil fire guys would use explosives like Red Adair to blow up an oil rig that was on fire. Use an explosion to cover up the fire that you've got. It seems like that's what they're doing.
Well, as we discussed this before, with all due respect to you, I do watch and read all the mainstream news media here in the United States and some in Britain. So right now, they're succeeding. They're succeeding. They're getting away with it. They're going to be subjecting the entire U.S. population with these Nazi Frankenshots. So unless we stop them, they are succeeding right now as we speak, despite your best efforts, Alex, and I commend you for trying to get the truth out here about what's going on since our first interview on this in February.
Well, I'm just trying to warn people it's just the right thing to do, and you're doing it too, and Media Matters. I mean, I read Media Matters. These are people too. They write this whole article saying there's nothing wrong, the shots are totally healthy, it's all lies, everything's fine, and then everything they claim we're saying is true on record. I mean, this is just insane. I don't know how one group of media say there's no side effects, everything's fine. Meanwhile, the British government says, don't take this if you have an allergy. It can kill you. Well, I mean, that's incredible.
And you have to have resuscitation sources available. And now we find out this poor healthcare worker up in Alaska, you have to be near an ICU unit or you're going to die. Well, of course they don't have ICU units in nursing homes, around here, if someone's in a nursing home with a serious problem, they take them in an ambulance to a hospital. So we're going to be seeing large numbers of our senior citizens just killed off in these nursing homes. And it's very clear, even today's New York Times, there is no system for getting informed and voluntary consent from people in nursing homes as required by the Nuremberg Code on Medical Experimentation, and they've had months to set this up, and they haven't bothered. Sure. Because I don't think they really...
It's like shipping COVID patients in to get half the deaths in New York and other areas, Pennsylvania, from the nursing homes. This is all a test to see what they can get away with. Incredible. Dr. Boyle, thank you for your tireless work, and just we really appreciate you.
Again, Alex, thanks for getting me on, and please keep getting the message out. We do have to stop these Frankenshots. There's no other word for it.
All right, God bless you, sir. We appreciate you. Okay, I got a bunch of breaking news on the economy and on what's happening with the communists taking over the Democratic Party and the upcoming expanded lockdowns and President Trump seeking special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden's crimes. So much coming up. And then we got another special guest, Cassandra Fairbanks, joining us.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Here's Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Guided Investing. when California hired Joe Capp as head coach in 1982. The former Pro Bowl quarterback often let players make up plays with random laterals at the end of practices. That fun way of blowing off steam actually made its way into the Cal playbook. Down 2019, with 4 seconds left to rival Stanford, what ensued was a five lateral, 57-yard touchdown play concluding in the Stanford band, which had taken the field. Known simply as the play, it closed out a wild 7-4 season for Cal.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I've been on air. 27 years. And I never take it for granted being on air. In fact, I get more humble as the years go on because it gets so much more dangerous. They didn't have that little globalist, former head of the NSA and CIA, Hayden, come out and call for my arrest for no reason. They have been letting us know that they're in charge. Ever since they began to replace the Trump administration without his authorization and outside of law with their people. And so we're going into a storm, all of you are, all of us together, of biblical proportions. So let me make an announcement right here just to clarify something, and then I'll get right into the news. And then we have Cassandra Fairbanks again on the latest with Julian Assange. She's his confidant and more here today. And so here's the announcement. I've told listeners, and I've explained this to everybody, that it's not like we have an iPhone or a Droid and then we dial into Apple or Google or Facebook and there are hundreds of billions of dollars of equipment that make it all work so easy. We're old school, even though we have the latest equipment, in that we go directly to radio stations and TV stations. Remember back when radio and TV didn't watch you? You watched it. You listened to it. And so when you've got radio and TV satellite uplinks, when you've got all the encoders and the engineers and the computers and the software, you come in here, people come in here and they go, wow, I've never seen a studio before with giant banks of computers and wires and all this. Well, that's because we have to do it all ourselves. And then when we go out and we lease a satellite, a couple times they've come to us and said, we don't like your politics. You can't even buy time on our satellite. There was a lawsuit by somebody else, and that satellite got opened back up. Now there's more competition. But I mean, we have Media Matters and others saying we need to be taken off the Internet entirely. We shouldn't even be able to have our own website. They're tattling here in Media Matters saying, Jones has millions of viewers a day still. Something needs to be done. So all I'm telling you is I'm a tough guy, and I don't complain and I don't whine about stuff. I do report to you how serious things are. Because as they get ready to forcibly inoculate you, that's coming. As they get ready to make you take a travel pass on a phone to even have a job, and as they prepare to permanently lock you down and release even more powerful bioweapons, this is all just a beta test. They're not going to want this on air. So I will stay here like Custard's Last Stand or the Alamo. I will stay here to the end or until they turn the lights out. But they're moving into the next phase now. And they're going to take your pension fund. They're going to take your kids. They're going to take your health. They're going to take it all because that's who they are. You're like, why would they do that? Well, why did the Soviets do what they do? Why did Hitler do what they do? Why did Mao Zedong do? Why does Pol Pot do what he did? It's the nature of evil. And when good people don't organize and stop it, it always takes over. And we're being overrun by evil right now. So I started back, 6-8 months ago, the election countdown show. And I even told you it's going to run through into, February or so, because I think the election will be contested up to the 20th. And I said that we have the funds and the crew. We tried to hire more crew. We have some attrition. We will keep the show and call it something else at night because people want a nighttime show. And, of course, you've had David Knight doing a great job for 9 years hosting the nightly news here. And then I guess 6-7 years, whatever it is, his own morning show. Big audience, a lot of great people, everything, there. Well, at this point, we don't have the crew or the infrastructure or any of it to continue those shows. So those shows are, I don't want to say terminated or canceled. They're not there anymore. They're gone. And that's the way it is. So I told everybody that because I've got to take the resources we've got. And I've got to, believe me, I don't want to come in here at 6 a.m. every morning. I'm going to host the morning show and this one. But when I do it, it has the bigger audiences and brings in the capital to fund the operations. So I'm going to host a morning show that's basically commercial free. It'll have like 6 minutes of ads an hour just for local stations. I'm going to take calls and play clips, very disciplined, for 3 hours every morning. And then I'm going to do 3 more hours here. Now, I'll have some guest hosts and some people, and I'll try to work it out. But David's a great guy, really smart, and I could tell he was burnt out. And we have trouble having a big enough crew. And so we're going to see whether that show even continues on with myself doing it. But for now, with the election, all of it going on, I wasn't even going to announce that David's gone, but he put out a tweet saying that he has been fired. And I wouldn't really say fired. He was laid off. But, yes, fired by Alex, effective immediately. So there you go. And that's just how this works because if people aren't happy and I can't make them happy, I've learned at this age of my life just to move on. And so we love David. He's a great guy. He's a great mind. I admire his intellect. I love the reports he's done. I like so much of what David's done. But David doesn't agree with a lot of my politics. Doesn't agree with my style. And, it's pulling teeth for him to be here. And it's really stressful. So we wish him well. Hope he keeps doing his show. Love to have him on as a guest sometime. Doors open. That's that. Because we just don't have the crew. I barely have the crew to run my show. We barely have the funds to run things. And I need to be able to go out in the field and do live events. And I want to work 7 days a week. And so for whatever reason, I've never been able to hire enough crew or get it done to have more than 2 people on the weekend. I need people to rotate through. I need 5 people so I can come up here with emergencies breaking. Because it might be that last Saturday, that last Sunday, before they hit the Internet kill switch and start mass arrest. I've got to be here when they come, folks. I've got to stay at my post to the end. This is a total war for me. And so the last straw is, I was already thinking about laying folks off and cutting back to try to reorganize and then develop something new. But people never take it like that. Robert Barnes is a great guy, but you know, we had trouble, had enough crew about 4 or 5 months ago. I said, hey, we're suspending the show for now. And Bob really thought that we'd gotten rid of him. No, we brought him back as soon as we got enough crew. And he figured, oh, really? You want to be back? Yeah. So with this next case, I'm just not even doing that. But the door is always still open. If I can get the funds, if I can get the crew without having them work 10, 12 hours a day and then be burnt out, and then I've got problems on my show that brings in 10 times the audience of anybody else, and funds the operation for whatever reason. I love the David Knight Show. I love the War of the Owen Shorter. I think they're better than I am. But this is the show with the hundreds of radio stations and TV stations. This is the show that gets it done. And so you've got my commitment to come in and to really focus and do the best job I can for you at least 3 days a week. Then we'll have Harrison Smith or whoever else. But I want to discipline this new morning show, where we play a couple clips every segment and we take 5 calls every segment. It's a call-in show. We're going to call it American Journal, not Washington Journal, but American Journal, just like C-SPAN. And I think it's going to be a popular show. I think it's going to do really well, as long as, again, you've only got 6 minutes of breaks an hour for the local radio stations and TV stations. We'll be commercial-free. I can't do that with my show, or I would, because I'm in partnership with Ted Anderson still. He's a great guy, but I've thought about having to not do that deal with him anymore. It's just not because I don't love Ted, but so I could cut back and tell stations, hey, 8 minutes of ads, whatever you want, you get all the ads, we get none of them. You get a lot more stations doing that, because I understand they need that money from advertising. Things are really tough out there. So that's where we are. And I just hope that you will support us financially so we can either beat the globalist or give this a good finish. And, I kind of envy David, and I know he's probably relieved because he gets ready for 3 or 4 hours every day before he does his show. And I'm sure he'll continue on and do his show at his own pace so that he can, relax a little more with his great wife and family. So there you go. Boy by Eyes, David Knight. And if you want to work with us anymore in the future, we'd love to at your own, style and way of doing it. If not, that's fine. It was a good 9 years with you, and we appreciate you. So everybody appreciate David Knight and give him a round of applause for everything he's done. If you want to see us stay on air, I'm not playing around. I could sell everything I got and fund this place another 2 months. We got money right now to operate for a couple months. That's not enough of a cushion. So it gets me really, really nervous. Okay, so please spread the word about the broadcast. Pray for us and do your Christmas shopping. You got until Friday to have guaranteed delivery anywhere in the United States, including Alaska or Hawaii. Really, Monday you can get anywhere in CONUS, unless you're on some weird mountaintop in like Idaho. But 99% you can get it if you get the order in by Monday. Infowarsstore.com. Or we've got Living Defense Plus that flushes out all the bad visitors and the rest of it that's so amazing. Prostate Guard, really great for your immune system, back in stock. And, of course, Alpha Power sold out for a year because there's been a COVID lockdown on some of the patented ingredients that just made it available a few months ago. And I said, hell yes, I want 10,000 bottles of that. So that funds our operation, InfoWarsStore.com. And get a T-shirt. An InfoWars T-shirt. Who knows? I mean, CIA director says he wants to be in prison, and they got that openly follow me. And when I leave her today, they're going to follow me home. And I can shoot video for it if you want to see it. I mean, so, it's kind of in the end game here right now. Most people are running around like chickens with their heads cut off. I look forward to whatever happens because I've done my job. I've run the course so far, and I'm not backing down. Be right back.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.